Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Today we have our second show with Chanel Johnson, who is Executive Director of the Banneker Douglas Museum and the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture. Chanel's here today to talk to us a little bit more about what the Commission on African American History and Culture does in its history, and about some exciting exhibits that the museum has during March and beyond. So, Chanel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much for having me back.
My pleasure. First of all, for those of our listeners who did not hear the show from a few weeks ago, could you please tell us a little bit about the museum?
Yes. So I am the executive director, let me just say this, I am the proud executive director of the Banneker Douglas Museum, Maryland State Museum on African American History and Culture. Our museum is located in the center of downtown Annapolis, our state's capital, right across from the State House, and we actively preserve African American history and culture in the state of Maryland. And we do that through our exhibitions, our programs. So when you come to our state's capital and you visit the State House and where laws are made, tourists come to our museum to learn the history and impact African Americans have made to shaping American democracy. So, yes, truly honored to be able to lead that organization.
Great. How can someone find out more information?
Oh, they can come to our museum. We're located at 84 Franklin Street. We are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4. As I said, we're a state agency, so we are free and open to the public. So come on down for some really great self-guided tours. And also programs. We do monthly programming that is free to the public for people of all ages. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. And we have a really great interactive website with lots of resources and educational videos that the entire family can enjoy. Our website is www.bdmuseum.maryland.gov.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. And a telephone number?
Yes, 410-216-6180.
Great. Thank you so much. Let's talk about the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture. As I've mentioned to you before, it really was a step forward for the state to establish that. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about its history and the board and what you folks do?
Yes. Do you mind if I talk about what we do and then how we were established?
Please, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture, I serve as the executive director for that state commission. Mm-hmm. And we operate the Banneker Douglas Museum, Maryland State Museum on African American History and Culture. And in partnership with Maryland Historical Trust, we administer the African American Heritage Preservation Grant Program. Now, many a times when I'm speaking with my museum colleagues or people, you know, new to the commission or to the museum, they're like, well, I've never heard of an agency quite like that. Well, yeah. Really, because there's no other agency of its kind in the nation.
Wow.
We're the only African American state commission to operate a capital grant program as well as operate a state museum. Innovative feat, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was due in part to Senator, the late great Senator Berta Freeman Welcom. Senator Welcom is an African American, was the first African American woman state senator in Maryland. She led legislation for equal pay for women, for African Americans. She fought for disability rights. I mean, she really was a civil rights hero. in 1964, when the Civil Rights, right before the Civil Rights Act was going to be passed, she herself survived an assassination attempt. She was actually injured on her thigh, gunshot wound to her thigh and her ankle. But she still persevered. This is while she was serving as senator.
Wow.
And so she was quoted as saying something like, you know, I was scared, you know, but I knew that there were Black people in this country that were enduring far worse. So the fight goes on.
Good for her. Good for her.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
and so, you know, years later, well, actually not so long later, in 1968, when Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated, there were, you know, uprisings throughout the nation. And Senator Welcom, who was HBCU grad, partnered with Professor Benjamin Quarles. Now, Benjamin Quarles was a Morgan State professor, and he really did help popularize African-American studies throughout the nation. He was actually a student of Carter G. Woodson, who was the father of Black History Month. Carter G. Woodson was the founder of Black History Week that would later be Black History Month. And his students included individuals like Langston Hughes, James Baldwin, and of course, Professor Benjamin Quarles. Benjamin Quarles partnered with Senator Welcom during a time of great unrest to create the legislation for the very first ethnic state commission in the nation, the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture. And they created this legislation for this commission to preserve, to authentically preserve African American history and culture in Maryland. Because as really as a way to combat systemic racism and to empower Black communities throughout our state. Because how can you really hate someone if you know their history?
Yeah, that we're all human beings.
If you appreciate their culture. And how can you feel disempowered if you know that you stand on the shoulders of greats?
Right.
So when the commission was legislated in 1969, a year after King's assassination, they began their collections. They began commissioning artists to create artwork featuring African American heroes and sheroes like Frederick Douglass, Benjamin Banneker. They began collecting objects that tells the story of the African American experience in Maryland. And one of their first advocacy projects was to save the Mount Moriah Church in Annapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mount Moriah Church was an African-American AME church, and it was founded in the 1870s, and it was going to be torn down in the 1970s to be converted into a parking lot. The county was owned the building and was trying to tear it down. Now, the commission, which was, you know, had been active for a few years, took the mantle to create the Save Mount Moriah Church campaign. Because really, in demolishing Mount Moriah, you are demolishing the history, Black history in Annapolis.
Right, right, right.
So individuals, the commission hired Carol Green, who was an African-American curator, museum administrator. He hailed from the Smithsonian to really take the lead, the mantle for this major advocacy campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol Green, I'm not sure if he, I'm confident to say that he really did plant the seed of, if we save this this historic facility, right? Because congregation had already moved. So if we save this historic facility, this could be the state's museum. This could be an African American museum. So they went to court against the county. They won national preservation status. which basically prevented the county from tearing it down. And in 1984, the museum, let me say this, the State Museum on African American History and Culture opened in Annapolis. So remember, I said the commission had already had a budding collection.
Right.
So once it opened as a museum, it became the repository for the commission's collection, which of course have grown throughout the last 3 decades. And here we are today. In 2006, we built our modern edition. And I will say this, it is a magical place. It's an architectural marvel. You have our historic wing that was once Mount Moriah Church, that is now our exhibition and performing arts space. And you have our modern facility that has our state-of-the-art collections room, our temporary gallery, a beautiful lobby, and our permanent exhibit, Deep Roots Rising Waters, a celebration of African Americans in Maryland. People are awestruck when they come into our building. And I must say, at times when I walk in, and I've been there for over 5 years, I'm still awestruck.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for giving us that history. Folks can find out more about the commission by going on the BD Museum.
Yes, they can. The commission has its own page to showcase more of the grant program and the bios of the commissioners. But you can also find out information about the commission on the museum site as well. We're actually launching a website merge for the commission and museum. So stay tuned to that because it's going to be amazing.
Now, let's talk about you've already given us a great introduction to Senator Welcom, as is appropriate for Women's History Month. This March, what other exhibits are going on in that way?
So this month, we are hosting an event entitled Conversations with the Curator, featuring our guest curator, Mertice Fadola. Mertice curated our current exhibition that will be up until September 30th of 2023, entitled The Radical Voice of Blackness Speaks of Resistance and Joy. This exhibition features 18 Maryland-based artists that explores the history of Black resistance, of Black joy, and methods of healing in Black communities. This exhibition is an intergenerational mix of artists. You have artists such as Devin Allen, who had documented the Freddie Gray uprising, who was on the cover of Time magazine, and a Gordon Parks fellow. You have sculptures and prints by Dr. Joyce J. Scott, who is a MacArthur Genius Fellow. You have artists such as Tawny Chapman, whose incredible mixed media portraits of Black children are in the homes of, I don't know if you know these people, Jay-Z and Beyonce, and Lisa Keys. So we have a really great mix of artists, and the exhibition is incredibly powerful.
I'm sorry to interrupt. And that's open from Tuesday to Friday from 10 to 4?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. We're just about out of time, Chanel, unfortunately.
Okay.
Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
And
information perhaps also about finding out about the preservation grant program, which I'm sure folks listening might be interested in applying for.
Absolutely. For individuals interested in applying to the grant program, they can reach out to me directly. My email is Chanel, Chanel.Compton, Compton, @maryland.gov. You can visit the commission's website to learn more information about the grant program. Again, you can visit us on social media. We are located at 84 Franklin Street, Annapolis, Maryland, and open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, though, That's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Chanel Johnson, who's Executive Director of the Banneker Douglas Museum and the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture, for being our guest today. Thank you, Chanel. You keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure. I love being here. Thank you.
Great. And Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.